Hello, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jax with the Daily Jax on AVA Live Radio. So it is February 6th, and why does that matter in rock and roll history? Well, I've got some interesting things that you may enjoy. If you guys like this episode, don't forget to tweet it out to your friends and share it. Be sure to tag us up at AVA Live Radio, and we will keep bringing them to you. In 1982, the Jay Giles Band began a six-week run at number one with their song Centerfold. It was a big day for the group because their record, Freeze Frame, also went to number one on the album charts, where it stayed for 4 weeks. Boy, do I ever remember that album. Wow, it was a really great one. Actually, it left an impression on me in those early years as I was very, very young. In 1998, Beach Boy Carl Wilson died at age 51 from cancer. Oh, I love the Beach Boys. He sang lead on his hits like God Only Knows and Good Vibrations. Carl also provided backing vocals for Elton John, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. That's a great song. In 2001, guitarist Don Felder was fired from the Eagles. I actually didn't know that one. That's a good one. In 2011, guitarist Gary Moore, who played with Thin Lizzy and Skid Row, died of a heart attack in his sleep at 58. That's so sad. I hate it when we lose musicians, you know? It's just, they should live on forever, but they kind of do in their music, don't they? In 1994, Nirvana embarked on their final tour of Europe, one of my favorite bands. What was your favorite song by Nirvana? I'm not even sure. I can't pick one. And finally, another rock music Hall of Famer, Marilyn Manson, in 2001, was arrested in Italy when he passed through town on tour. The arrest stemmed from a charge of public indecency that took place at the 1999 concert. So they were just waiting for him to come on back through town. While we're here, would you like to hear what happened on February 5th? Because I've got some news for that one too. Let's just grab a brief word from our sponsors and I'll be right back. Let's just explore February 5th, shall we? 1971, Black Sabbath started recording what would be their third album, Master of Reality. And for the record, their guitarist and their bassist actually toned down their instruments three semitones, which became the influence that many of the groups followed with. That darker sound, that happened in 1971 for that album. In 1983, Toto went to number one on the singles charts with Africa, one of my favorite songs, actually. I play it all the time. If you pay attention to my Instagram stories, you would know that. In 1983, Def Leppard's album Pyromania began a 92-week run on the charts. Can I just say, I think I know every single word to every single song on that album. While it never reached number one, it wound up selling over 6 million copies in US alone. And I actually went to see them in concert like three times. It was so incredible. I mean, they had a lot of fireworks and lasers and all kinds of interesting things at their shows. And, you know, who can forget Mutt Lange and his contribution? In 2006, the Rolling Stones played three songs during the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Now, that's one I wish I would have gotten to see, but I think that was in Detroit, Michigan, pretty sure. So what'd you think? Are you enjoying the Why Rock Matters episodes on Jax Daily? I hope you are. If you are, don't forget to tweet it out to your friends and share this episode with a tag at Jacqueline Jax and AVA Live Radio, and we will surely give you so much more. If you'd like to advertise with the station, don't forget to look us up at avaliveradio.info and send us an email at info@avaliveradio.com. This is Jacqueline Jax with the Daily Jax. I'll see you guys again tomorrow.